This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Listen, get ready, right? I mean, you got to, hopefully you've been practicing, right? Because you can't eat all that food tomorrow unless you've been practicing over the last few weeks. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I always appreciate your time with me. MyPillow.com, you are just weeks away from Christmas. Don't be that schmuck that tries to order something a week out of Christmas. Not going to work. Not going to make you happy. So, you know, head over there now, MyPillow.com. Use, not now, after the show. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, 30 to 70% off. Your honey wants a robe or slippers or pillows, pillowcases, sheets. I mean, whatever it is. I like the towels myself. But, you know, again, and Mike is giving you the ability to return the stuff all the way back into March. Find me another store that does that. And then remember that the money that you're spending, the money he's making, look, I make a few bucks off it. I've never hidden that from you guys. I make a few bucks off it. On top of all of that, not only do I make it, he makes money, and he gets alongside you, and he fights for those things that you can't fight for alone. Seriously. All right. You know, I told you that I was going to have people on. We're going to be talking about Thanksgiving, what you're thankful for, and maybe even some traditions. So our buddy Alfonso Rachel Zoe is what you know him by, the host of Zopi and Den, anti-funny W Bible study, and he, you know, took a lot of time off of his busy schedule to hang out with us for a little bit. Hey, Zoe, what's up?
All right, you know what's up, man. Turkeys, the mashed potatoes, the macaroni and cheese, right, some candy yams.
Whoa, macaroni and cheese?
Heck yeah, man.
Wow.
What you, oh, do stuffing? Ah, macaroni and cheese.
You know, you're making me envious. People don't know it, but you texted me a picture. I don't know if it's your new drum set or what you finally put together. We're both drummers, and I'm looking at that. I can't even concentrate on what you're saying. I'm going, yeah, I got to get behind that set.
That's a sexy kid, ain't it?
Yes. Yeah, that's really cool. And I don't care that the people can't see it. It's really cool. Very definitely a noisemaker. What do you got there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9 symbols, 8 symbols? Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm sure your wife is very happy.
Oh, hey. You know, that's one reason why she fell in love with you. I want to be a drummer.
So what is it, you know, I mean, what are your plans for tomorrow? What dish is on the table that may not be considered a traditional, quote-unquote, American dish that you're bringing there that you just wouldn't feel like it was Thanksgiving without? We'll start with that, and then we're going to go for the real meaning.
Oh, man, see, this kind of sets me up for a sob story. So tomorrow, I don't know what we're doing for Thanksgiving, man. The in-laws called. I hope I don't get in trouble for I hope I'm not being a tattletale.
It's just you and me. It's all good.
They made, I know, right? They made reservations, man, and the hostess or whichever took the reservations, And they're not even open on Thanksgiving. So we're like, wait. So now we're on the hook to try to find a place to do for Thanksgiving. I'm just like, you know what, man? It just might be a wash. Let's just do Thanksgiving dinner on Friday or something like that. Hey, but you know what? Hey, I'll tell you what, Joe, man. When you're thankful every day, man, and you're like, you start your day off giving thanks to the Almighty, man, for the blessings that we have before you get ready to chow down. And even if it's on a Pop-Tart or something like that, it's like, every day is Thanksgiving, you know, so we ain't missing nothing.
No, I'm with you. I mean, Thanksgiving, if you go back to the days when it started, if you go back to, you know, George Washington, who, you know, initially started talking about a day of thanks. You know, think about this. A president of this religious-less country wanted a day of fasting and prayer and thankfulness to the Almighty. How does that work?
Absolutely. Hey, and Joe, if I may, man, I would contest that. The country is more religious than it's ever been, and that ain't necessarily a good thing. The country is given over to faith and all sorts of stuff, man. That's all this ungodly stuff. And we was just talking about this in the Zoloft yesterday. You know, we go from Halloween, these big festivities for Halloween, and we have these big festivities. We're already getting ready for Christmas and stuff like that, and there's just like this little segue of Thanksgiving. And the thing about it is that Thanksgiving has more to do with God than Christmas does.
Oh, I agree. I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Makes for bad radio, but... No, I mean, the reality is true. Again, over the years... there's been calls for days of prayer, days of supplication, days of prayers and fasting, and thanking the Almighty for where we're at, for the blessings He's bestowed upon us. And now, even if you say the name, somebody in the crowd starts to growl. We know why, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So, you know, we don't see those people, man. It's got to be thankful. You know, we get to be thankful. The Lord has really blessed us.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I mean, at least you get to be thankful to the Almighty, where in other countries, you know, you got to be thankful to what, Xi Jinping and, you know, little Kim there, what's his name, Rocket Man, all those guys.
Yes. Right.
You want to be thankful for that potato you have for the six of you there in North Korea.
Right. Yeah, man, it says you have to be thankful, and, you know, we don't have it like that.
Yeah.
And we don't mess around and end up like that, though.
If it keeps going the way it's going, you know, I mean, seriously, this is becoming more and more ridiculous. In California, you know, Newsom's talking about cutting water to the farmers because they waste too much.
Really?
Anyway. All right. Well, listen, you have a great Thanksgiving. Doesn't matter what you do, as long as you and your honey are together, I'm sure you guys will have a great time.
All right. Thank you, man. Hey, let's call y'all and Joe Messina down.
God bless. Have a great rest of the week. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's what you want to do. You want to be part of the solution, you know, so you don't look like a fool when you're out there trying to convince people that but you have the truth. You have the real information. You're somebody who can help them stay out of trouble. And that's why, like I always say, bring on the experts. And bring on guys like Dan Pilla when it comes to your taxes. And when it comes to cooking on Thanksgiving. He's also another expert that I know of. And Dan, thanks for being with. I'm still envious of your pizza oven, but that's a story for another day.
When you find your way to Minnesota sometime next summer, we will spend a day at the pizza oven, Joe. It's fabulous.
I know it is. I love it. I really do. I can never make one. I always make like three or four or five pizzas. And let me just tell you what, there's never any left in the refrigerator.
Well, that's for sure.
You know?
Now, all right, Dan. There's never two people over either when the pizza oven's going. It always seems like there's six, seven, eight people that show up once they smell that the wood stove going. They say, I wonder what's going on at Billa's.
I did to my neighbor once. I went and I got an empty pizza box, brand new one from the pizza joint. And I know they were looking at me weird. I made them a pizza. I put it in a box and I brought it over. It's like, hey. They brought an extra one. Here you go.
Yeah.
You know? It did nothing like that homemade pizza. But you're not having pizza tomorrow.
No.
On Turkey Day, I joked with you years ago, and I said, you know, my aunt always had turkey for the Menegans if they came over.
Yeah.
But we had lasagna, Menegotti. We had all the good stuff. What's your traditional meal?
So what I do is my sausage and meatballs with roasted peppers and Kalamata olives in a red sauce olive oil base. That's a staple. I make butternut squash ravioli with a pumpkin cream sauce, Parmesan pumpkin cream sauce with truffle oil. And then we have a turkey and with a garlic rosemary stuffing and a couple of different types of potatoes, and then of course the fresh bread.
I'm stuffed. We gotta take a nap now.
Which I made yesterday.
All right, what about dessert though? You can't leave dessert out, dude.
Oh yeah, this is dessert. You know, Gene's sister brings the pies, so there'll be four or five pies here, three, you know, a couple varieties of pies. So there's no shortage of pie and ice cream along about 4 o'clock, 4:30 maybe.
Yeah, we were talking to some young kids last week about, you know, the differences, and they're talking about going out to eat or what have you, and I'm saying, my God, you know, that was one of those reset times of the year where you got family together, you had, you know, the whole family was together, and you kind of found out who was doing what and where was doing how, and it was a reset for the family. It was a reset as a whole, and that was a big thing. I don't know about other ethnicities, but in the Italian family, that was a big deal.
Oh, yeah, no question. I was just going to say it was a big thing for us in our family. It was a big thing in the neighborhood, Joe, and you know, it was, I can't imagine, when you said going out to dinner, I cannot imagine going out to dinner for Thanksgiving. I can't imagine going out to dinner for Easter. I can't imagine going out to dinner for Christmas. These are Italian staples as far as the family gatherings are concerned.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And like I said, that's where you get together. That's, but frankly, that's where you show some respect for the elders in the family, and you can glean from them. We don't get that anymore. We don't get that history. We don't get the understanding of what it took for our families to get here. I don't think a lot of families know what it took for our people to actually get to this country and make a life for themselves.
Well, and not just get here, Joel, but they willingly assimilated, and they willingly became U.S. citizens. You know, I did, let's see, was it last summer or the summer before, I did a deep dive research on my grandparents. And they came over here in the late teens of the 20th century. So I think Grandpa was here in 1914 or, you know, just about the time the war broke out. And he was a young teenager. And then many of the other parts of the family came over right after World War One. But they all did two things, Joe. They assimilated. Now, they stuck together, that's for sure. But they assimilated. They learned to speak English. And I think every single one, at least every one of my grandparents, became U.S. citizens, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, mine were too. You know, and it's funny. I was just telling somebody the other day, when we had celebrations in the community, even when we had Italian feasts, August, for some who don't know, is a big feast month in Italian communities. And you always saw rows of Italian flags alongside rows of American flags. You never really saw the Italian flag by itself. Like, we just saw that poor display up there in San Francisco when Xi Jinping came to town, and you saw just rows and rows
of the Chinese flags.
Of the Chinese flags.
It's funny you mentioned that, Joe, because I don't ever remember a gathering. And we had a church in our community called St. Ambrose Church, and it was an Italian. It was right in the center of this Italian neighborhood. Approximately 1 square mile of area in the lower east side of St. Paul was probably 70-75% Italians. But when I was a little kid growing up, 5-10 years old, it was probably 30-35% immigrants, including my grandparents. So, I mean, it was really thick Italian culture that I grew up in. And that church, St. Ambrose Church, that's where all the Italians went to their Catholic service.
Yep.
And there was never a situation when they had, and they had feasts of every description all the time, 4th of July stuff, Labor Day, it's Memorial Day, all of that stuff, spaghetti and meatballs and brisol and lasagna. I mean, it was never roasted chicken and three bean salad. We had no three bean salad, Joe. And there was always the American flags hanging there with the Italian flags.
Yep,
always.
You're exactly right. And that's why I'm not ashamed of my Italian heritage, because, again, my grandparents, like yours, loved this country. They came here for a better life. They worked hard. They achieved a lot of what they set out to do because they believed in hard work and being honest.
Sure. Yep,
Hey, listen, my friend, God bless for what you do. I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate you on the show. And good health to you and your family through the holidays.
Same to you, Joe. God bless you, and take care.
And someday when you come to California, bring a pizza with you. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
I'll check it right on the plane in my luggage.
Okay. All right. Go have fun. I'll talk to you later on.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Joe Mazzini, your host. I don't want to get heavy into politics. We'll touch on something. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The investigation into the car explosion at the Buffalo-Canada border continues. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has clarified that the explosion was not a terrorist attack.
There is no sign of terrorist activity with respect to this crash.
Two people were killed, one being a Western New Yorker and a Border Patrol agent inside a booth, sustained minor injuries. Hostages held by Hamas could start to be released soon as part of a temporary ceasefire deal that will see at least 50 hostages captured by the militant Palestinian group released in exchange for 150 Palestinians held by Israel. Donald Trump is widening his lead against President Biden in the 2024 presidential matchup. The Emerson College poll found 47% of respondents support Trump compared to 43% who said they would vote for Biden. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Matheny, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And you do that by getting involved. You do that by understanding what's going on. Right? Really, that simple. All right, quick stories here. I got to listen to this before I can actually do it or give it to you. But John Lovett finally kind of like blew his lid. Now, some of you probably are too young to know who John Lovitz was, you know, on SNL. I've watched SNL, not lately, but watching SNL since I was knee-high to a bullfrog, as they say. He's an Israeli supporter, outspoken. He went on a rant against Senator Bernie Sanders in Vermont, out of Vermont, and members of the Democrat squad. And their opposition to the Jewish state, Lovitz, who is Jewish, he declared that Sanders is the best example of a self-loathing Jew, calling him disgusting and mocked how the senator describes himself as a Democrat socialist versus being a communist. He said, that's like asking me, are you Christian? No, I'm a Jew for Jesus. Well, what if it is? Right, he says, you know the difference between a communist and a Democrat socialist? A Democrat socialist is somebody you vote for, and then they take all your money and give it back what they think you need. A communist, they appoint themselves, there's no election, and they do the exact same thing. That's the only difference, he said. Now, he mocked Sanders for having three homes. He said, how do you do that on a $174,000 salary? That's a true statement. I don't know why Democrats don't ask these questions. I don't know why rank and file Democrats will look at somebody. I'm not a Mitt Romney fan. And you may not like the way he made his money. But he made his money. He didn't make it in politics. He made his money. We could have a whole list of people like that. So for him to have a couple of mansions, he could show where he worked to get that money. What did Sanders do? What kind of investments did he make? What could he have possibly done at $174,000 a year that would allow him to have three homes? Right? It's not. It's not normal. Lovett said on that kind of salary, there is no way that you can own that many homes. And it just shows you truly how hypocritical they are. He's a lifelong Democrat. He said, I mean, and Lovitz, I get a kick out of him. Again, I'm not totally into his humor and some of his stuff. Now, Lovitz describes himself as a socially liberal but fiscally conservative. He lamented how Democrats had always been pro-Israel for years. But now the party's shifted so far left, he feels like the squad promotes anti-Israel boycotts. They divest in sanction movement. You know, they come up with things like, let's give all the money away from Israel. Give it to Hamas. That's what they would say. He says, that's what they want. And he says, "What? You know, what's with Ilhan Omar? I mean, he keeps going over and over and over. He's starting to figure, and some of these people, I don't know, maybe they always do and just kept their mouths shut. Right? I mean, seriously. Lovitz totally makes fun of John Oliver for panicking over USA to Israel. I mean, the guy's shocked. John Oliver's actually shocked that we support an ally. Really? Then he went after Rashida Tlaib. I mean, these guys, they need to do this more often. He pointed to a recent Fox News digital report revealing that she's part of a secret Facebook group that prays Hamas. Right? Free Palestine? I'm not anti-Semitic, but that means you want to get rid of Israel. Freeing Palestine, allowing them to do whatever they want to do, means the wiping out of Israel and the Jews. But not just from their area, off the planet. They can't even be honest, either that or they're delusional. They can't even be honest about what they want. He goes on to say that in her office, there's pictures of it. She's got a map and a post-it over Israel that says Palestine. She is Palestinian. I get it. He goes on to say, but she's spreading lies. She said that Israel bombed the hospital, killed 500 people. It's not the truth. They proved that it wasn't Israel, that Israel did not fire the bomb. The idiot we have for a president admitted that it was Hamas and told them they needed to learn how to shoot straight. And they have it on video. It's just amazing. Again, where is this on CNN, MSNBC? This is why guys like me, to some of my Democrat friends, not all of them, why we sit there and go, I can't believe what's coming out of your mouth. So you're either willfully ignorant, willfully dishonest, knowing what the truth is, right? Or you don't care, and you're just hateful. Right? He would honestly say that they want to get rid of Israel. Well, just because you want to get rid of Israel doesn't mean you're anti-Semitic. Well, yeah, it is. Because unlike other countries, right, you got Israel's, and the Jews pretty much go hand in hand. It's a Jewish state. So they want to get rid of the Jewish state of Israel. Their flag, Israeli flag, has the Jewish star on it, the Star of David. it just never stops. And their ignorance never stops. But he went guns a-blazing, he went after AOC. Right? And not for her opposition to Israel. Lovett said, you know, AOC said, I don't care what party she is. She said, I think she's cute, but she's an idiot. She says, you know, 29, a lot of people my generation, because of climate change, are asking themselves, you know, should they have children? And I think it's a good question. And I think, you know, maybe they shouldn't. Okay, so you're telling all the people of your generation don't have kids. Then in 50 years, there's nobody left on the earth, moron. Right? You tell them not to have kids because you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I remember in my day, we had the same kind of things in the back of our head. Am I bringing children into a world that is going to be a blessing to them and me. Right? I mean, you ask those questions. There's nothing wrong with asking those questions. Are you going to be able to take care of them? Are you going to be able to work and feed them, support them? I mean, I joke, I cried all the way home after my first son. Not because I was so moved. I had another mouth to feed. I mean, seriously. Now, when they asked why he believes there's such a divide among liberals in D.C. and Hollywood when it comes to Israel, Hamas, and so forth, Lovett said, I think it's jealousy, fear, and misinformation. He said, before this happened, you know, 500,000 Palestinians would go to Israel for work. They depended on Israel for survival. Secondly, if you want to get really technical, they're not Palestinians. They're Jordanians. They were most of these people were Jordanian refugees from 1964. He's right. Yasser Arafat changed the name to the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization. And he started calling them Palestinians. So he says, I've had people go, they're not supposed to live in Palestine. Why are they called Palestinians? This is propaganda. This is years and years of misinformation being drilled into the head of the young people and others that don't live there. And then Lovitz went on to say, but in fact, if there's a lot of Israelis and Palestinians, they get along fine. There's over 10 million citizens in Israel. Almost 2 million of them are Arabs. They work there. They live there. They worship there. And they get along fine. This is what happens with these nut jobs. Hamas comes in and decides this is all wrong. It doesn't have to go this way. It shouldn't be going this way. And the people were fine with it. The same thing here. When you see things happening here in this country, you've got that small group of very loud, very violent people who want to tell you how to live your life. What you should watch, what you should drink, how you should eat, what you should eat. Really. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable.
Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Jew.
Jew?
Jew. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Don't see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Now, next hour, just bounce around a little bit, talk about Thanksgiving. Sprinkle some news stories in there, getting ready for the next 2 days. Now, I will not be around the next 2 days. I have chosen, as I usually do, I've chosen some shows from the past, hoping that you understand that I want to spend time with my family, too. Yeah, I know it's hard to believe. Really, no, seriously, very hard to believe. But I do. I want to spend some time with them, and we'll be back with you on Monday. But I spent hours going through some of the shows and picking the ones I think you'll enjoy. I think you'll get a kick out of. I hope you do. I did. I did listening to them again. I like that. Anyway, you take a listen now. With the caveat that if your family's in town, unless you really can't stand them, but if your family's in town, then spend time with them. The heck you doing listening to me? If you want to kill some time or get away from them for a few minutes, all right, I guess I got that. But seriously, crazy. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855. Again, 732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And you really do want to be part of the solution. You know, sit around the table. You know, we were talking to Dr. B the other day. I don't agree with her from the standpoint of, hey, go for it. If they want to discuss this with you, if they want to discuss some of these things, as long as you're well informed, then we're good. We're in. If not, then shh, don't say anything. Really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution. Do not be part of the problem. And we all win. Everybody wins all the way around. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. All right. Talking about Lovitz making fun of some of these elected officials. You know, it's funny how they make a big deal. Like, we're all for everybody. It's diversity, equity, inclusion, and we got to take everybody's feelings into consideration. Well, except for the Jews. We have to think, except for the Christians. Yeah, not them either. They pick and choose. They don't really mean it. They're very phony in what they believe. They pick and choose is what they believe. The only thing I will say to Lovitz is I do not believe. Notice I said maybe. Maybe the rank and file Democrats have always been supportive of the Jewish community. I don't know. I've never really had to ask the question. I had a lot of Jewish friends growing up. I thought everybody was just kind of okay with everybody. But when you start to go back and you start really looking at people like, you know, Jimmy Carter, LBJ, people high up in the Democrat community, the Democrat Party, can you really sit here and tell me, can you really believe that that wasn't maybe an extension of truly what the party stood for, what they believed? I'm not saying they did. I'm asking you to think about it. I'm asking you to have an open mind. Right? He finds it interesting, too. I mean, I'm agreeing with so many of his points of view. He said he finds it interesting that as soon as Israel starts to really kick butt, right, they're winning, they're doing all this, all of a sudden there's a ceasefire, or they're wanting a ceasefire, right? Now, Hamas has already said they're not going to stop until they wipe out Israel. There is no stopping. What makes you think they're going to stop? What makes you think they are not doing what one of my kids would have done with a timeout? You gave one of my kids a timeout. He wasn't going to sit there and reflect on what he had done wrong and how he could do better. He's going to reflect on how he got caught and how he can get away with it the next time. Yeah, can we just be honest about it? Anyway, he said, and I agree with him, if you go through with the ceasefire, if they start to, if Hamas gets any kind of ground back, you're going to have these October 7th days sprinkled throughout the whole year. I mean, think about the trade. The trade was a 3-for-1 trade. How did that happen? Why did that happen? That would be my question. He went on to say, I mean, it's a lack of knowledge of what's really going on. And it is. Notice that our young people are hooked on the fact, or hooked on believing, that Israel is an apartheid state. I mean, think of all the things that they've been taught about Israel. That it's an oppressive state. There's something wrong with these people. I don't mean a little wrong. I mean extremely wrong. Anyway. And he's right. The lack of knowledge, what's been taught to these kids, the ones going through the education system. It's not right. You know, it's just not right in any way, shape, manner, or form. We shouldn't be taught to hate anyone. We should be taught to hate evil. We should be teaching our kids to hate evil. Right? All right, where was I? I know. I get all into it. Not only do I forget where I was, but I want to go back to what I was talking about before, and that doesn't work. All right. Geert Wilders, he wins an election in the UK. And you got people already worried that he's a hard right firebrand. He's our Donald Trump. Okay. What's wrong with that? You're going to throw people in chains? Is he going to do what Morning Joe said he was going to do? This controversial Dutch politician, Geert Wilders, or Wilders, he's won a massive victory in the election, positioning him pretty much to be the next prime minister for the Netherlands. Now, he's 60 years old. He's long been likened to the Dutch Donald Trump. You know, he's got a brand of populist politics. What do they call it, Dad? Anybody know? You know, in the chat room, speak up. Because yeah, they know you sit there bored out of your mind, I can tell. No, but I'm just seriously. When you look at this, and a populist, why? Because he loves his country. He wants to go back to some of the fundamentals. He wants to make sure that people truly don't lose their nationalism. There's nothing wrong with that. Truly nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being proud of being an American. You know how many people wanted to come here? Beat their brains out to get here? Why? Because they the American way. Because the freedoms that we had, the things we were able to do, the way we were speak out, we could speak out against the government without being thrown in jail. They loved those things. Our young people hate them. Hate them. Well, unless they're speaking out against another group, then all of a sudden they want total freedom of speech, right? In his first reaction, posted a video. He spread his arms wide, put his face in the hands, and simply said 35. Now, that's the number of seats. An exit poll forecast said his party for freedom will win. And it looks like at that point, he may have enough votes to become prime minister. That simple. Now, the only time Wilders came close to governing was when he supported the first coalition formed by Prime Minister Mark Rutte. And well, back in 2010. You're seeing this more and more. You're seeing these type of people being elected more and more. And thank God. Right? In 2009, the British government refused to let him visit the country, saying he posed a threat to community harmony. Isn't that funny how these countries, all the things that actually cause more trouble, and they're seeing it come to fruition. This is what they seem to want to do. Wilders toned down his rhetoric. He sought to focus less on what he calls the de-Islamization of the Netherlands. I mean, listen, if you come to this country, or any country for that matter, because you want to take advantage of its programs, your ability to work, your ability to have a free education, then you need to sell out to this country. If you're not sold out to this country, I'm not interested in giving you any money. I'm not interested in doing any of that. You don't have a right to the tax dollars. Really, that simple. And you don't need a college degree to figure that one out. All right. In the next hour. Yeah, I said we're going to do some soft political stories. But I also want to talk a bit about Thanksgiving. Right? Not the story that you hear in school. And all of that, but the real stories. Really what took place. I'm actually going to play the Rush Limbaugh piece on the real meaning of Thanksgiving. Hang out for that. If you don't like what I have to say, you may like what Rush has to say. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Joe Messina Show. If you got to leave, God bless. You know, have a great Thanksgiving. Otherwise, we'll see you back here in a few minutes.